I will. But, yeah, maybe you should connect to a D-Star reflector and stay connected to it. That would certainly bring in more activity as a... You know, I haven't done this in maybe a year, but it used to be every morning I used to check into that DRE net, Digital Radio Enthusiast net. That was, oh, my goodness. I forget. It used to be on a reflector, and then they moved it to another reflector, and I'm at 31C or whatever. I need to look it up. But that was such, you know, started early, though. Started at 7 Pacific time. And there was a lot of cool people out there, check in all over the country. And then every once in a while, somebody would come in there who was on that net and, you know, have QSOs. It was like 12 Alpha. I checked in with, it's funny, I was talking to somebody yesterday morning in, I don't know where he was. He was somewhere in Southern California. And I remember talking to this guy once before, but I haven't talked to him in like a long, long time. Anyway, the Midway came in, and I knew they had a special event yesterday. And the guy that was running the net or the special event from his name is Joe. I know him pretty well. Down in San Diego, so I let them do their Midway thing. Well, it's pretty cool, but yeah, you know, they do that once a month and have some kind of special event to commemorate something from the Midway. Anyway, but yeah, maybe be nice to be connected all the time to at least a reflector that's got some action or activity.